This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There is a crisis going on in Europe that seems eerily familiar. The European auto industry is in a downward spiral, just the way ours was right before it had to be bailed out. Reporter Christopher Worth found the evidence in Germany at a factory owned by General Motors.
All right, I've just climbed into my rental car. It's made by Opel, a company that's owned by GM, but that's lost billions and billions of dollars over the past 10 years. I'm on my way to a factory here in Germany that GM eventually hopes to close. Make this turn here. I ended up in Bochum, an industrial city where GM's Opel plant is the single largest employer. Opel turned down my request for a factory visit, but union members were more than happy to show me the production line.
This is the heart of the line before the finish line. We have
Marcus Bauer and other workers oppose GM's plans to close this factory. Bauer stands at an assembly point in a sweatshirt that reads, well, I'll let him translate.
This claim means we stay Bochum. Opel has to stay here in Bochum, full stop.
Unions are strong in Germany. At Opel and other car makers here, union representatives hold half the seats on company boards. That allows workers to weigh in on big decisions. David Bailey is an auto industry expert at Coventry University. He says that union power is one reason why, since the Second World War, not a single auto plant has closed in Germany.
Companies haven't actually looked to cut plants in Germany so far. That's about to change.
Opel has closed a plant in Belgium, and last month Ford announced plans to close three factories in Belgium and the UK. But for Opel, shuttering the plant here in Bochum could come with a big price tag.
This is in Germany, this is very expensive to lay off people. You can't just switch off the light and go home.
Hans-Peter Merz is with the Chamber of Commerce in Bochum. He says first, GM has to negotiate a large payoff for Opel workers. Then the company is required to retrain those workers and clean up the factory site. All added up, Merz says, this could be the most expensive factory GM has ever closed. In Bochum, Germany, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.